This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been in the middle of corporate earnings season these past couple of weeks, which means a lot of companies are doing those long conference calls, talking about how things went last quarter. They can be a bit dull, I'll be honest with you. But if for some reason you did listen in, you'd hear a lot of talk like this.
We continue to see a stronger U.S. dollar relative to last year against
dollar strengthening drove FX headwinds of over 1.4%.
Partially offset by the unfavorable impact of a stronger U.S. dollar.
And a stronger U.S. dollar.
The dollar is hot right now. The president's been tweeting about it, talking about it, too.
We want a strong dollar, but let's be reasonable.
That was in March. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin gets asked about it in those interviews he does on the White House lawn.
Over the long-term period of time, again, the long-term, I do believe in a strong dollar, which signifies...
That was a couple of days ago on CNBC. And the dollar is being talked about in those corporate earnings calls as well, as I mentioned. So we are going to take a minute right now to explain why people are talking about the dollar and why it matters whether it's strong or not.
In the first quarter of 2018, we had only 18 companies, corporations in North America report negative headwinds due to foreign exchange.
That's Wolfgang Custer. He's the chief evangelist at Kyriba. It's a software company that puts out a report every quarter looking at the effect of currency fluctuations on corporate profits. And yes, chief evangelist is his actual title. We checked.
This quarter alone, you've seen 291 companies reporting negative impacts.
18 companies reported negative headwinds from foreign exchange in the first quarter of last year, 291 companies in the first quarter of this year. Seems like a big deal, right?
Yeah, I think that there's two things to really be highlighted in the last few quarters that look like they're a continuous trend.
Compared with other currencies like the euro and the peso, the dollar is worth more this year than it was this time last year. You can see how that's changed over time at marketplace.org, by the way. But the point is, the dollar is trading higher right now.
A strong dollar, if we're going to talk about U.S. corporates, is really not beneficial to U.S. corporates because at the end of the day, the money they make outside the United States is worth less and their products are more expensive.
A strong dollar means it takes more euros or more pesos or more Chinese yuan for consumers in Europe or Mexico or China to buy American stuff, which is bad for the companies that make American stuff.
But more importantly for corporations is you're actually seeing, while you're seeing a stronger dollar, you're seeing it more volatile. And that typically happens when the fundamentals are pointing one way, but the messaging from the government are the other way.
Fundamentally, the U.S. dollar is strong compared to other currencies because the U.S. economy is strong compared to other economies. But
we have a gentleman that likes a very strong dollar in the Fed.
The president, again, back in March at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
I want a strong dollar, but I want a dollar that's going to be great for our country. Not a dollar that's so strong that it is prohibitive for us to be dealing with other nations and taking their business.
Key point the president just made there might seem obvious, but currency operates in a global economy too.
He explicitly doesn't mention it, but he wants the Fed to engineer lower interest rates. And in doing so, that helps to weaken the dollar.
That's Kathy Bus-Jancic. She's the chief U.S. financial economist at Oxford Economics.
He's very focused on the trade balance, and he would argue that a weaker dollar would help facilitate exports abroad.
But exporters aren't the only things that matter.
A weaker dollar makes imports from abroad more expensive.
The dollar goes down, and American consumers and manufacturers have to pay more for stuff that's imported.
Now, it's worth noting that the Federal Reserve doesn't target the currency values or the dollar and doesn't really take the dollar directly into consideration when it's setting interest rates.
Here's the point, though.
The U.S. dollar is not a managed currency. It floats freely against other currencies, and it's not managed by our government. It's left up to market forces to determine that value.
The market pushes the dollar up, importers benefit. The market pushes the dollar down, exporters benefit. And then there are the politics of the American economy.
Generally speaking, administrations and the U.S. Treasury will say that they're in favor of a strong dollar because a weaker dollar can tend to be a reflection that our economy is weak, not strong. So while the administration and the president wants a weaker dollar to promote exports, On the other hand, perhaps he should be thankful that the reason the dollar is stronger is because we're seen as one of the stronger economies out there right now.
Which it is, but here's the kicker from the president's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, just this morning on CNBC.
Just in the past week, we had a meeting with the president and the economic principals, and we have ruled out any currency intervention.
So that was this morning. This afternoon, Kudlow's boss weighed in.
Have you ruled out any measures?
On the dollar valuation, why did you not consider a proposal that was floated on Tuesday?
I could do that in 2 seconds if I want.
Why did you not want to entertain it?
Well, I didn't say I'm not going to do something.
I don't know.